There's a reason Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is revived and reinterpreted every holiday season. It's about generosity and what giving really means, and it's full of valuable lessons for young children. Lane Griffith has been Kalaheo Elementary School's music and band teacher for more than 20 years, and he and more than 40 of his charges from grades 3 through 5 have put together a musical version of the classical story called Dickens of a Christmas. It's on a week from Friday, and Lane is on the phone from Kauai. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was it that attracted you to this story, Lane, for your kids?
Well, I've always loved the Dickens of a Christmas, the Dickens story. It's just been one of my favorites since I was young. I remember the Magoo Christmas Carol, and that was kind of like one of my first introductions to the story, and I just loved it.
Mr. Magoo, yeah. Well, that's one of the things about the story is it can be adapted. It's been adapted any number of ways, yeah?
Right.
When you talk to the kids about, do you talk to the kids about what the lessons of the story are?
Oh, we do. Bring that up about how it is a story about a transformation between from, you know, our more of our base instincts into something that's more about finding that place inside of us that is full of joy and happiness.
Well, you know, kids, especially your kids are in grades 3 through 5, and
right,
you know, that's an age when the presents under a tree are a big deal for kids that age, right?
Absolutely.
What are you going to get this Christmas? Do you find that that's kind of part of their world at that age?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. But I think there's also something more in these kids. They also are more in touch with, you know, than all of us busy adults with what is what really genuinely makes them happy, and what they do get that message, I think.
So in a way, it's easier for them maybe to understand the spirit of a story like this.
I think so. I really do. I think it was it got me at an early age, and I think it gets them as well.
Yeah, actually, I think for most of us, our experience of the original Dickens story come from childhood. And in a way, I think Lane, maybe it brings about, in anybody who hears the story, the kind of transformation that occurs in Scrooge.
Right.
Because we all have a little grouch in us, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And the girl who's playing, we actually have an interesting twist, because this version that we're doing is a girl plays the Scrooge role.
Uh-huh.
And she plays it as a girl, as a woman.
Uh-huh.
So, and she takes it on with a vengeance. She really plays up the Scrooge part and just has a ball with it.
It could be fun.
She gets the transformation into it.
Well, it can be fun for a performer to be mean in a setting like that, yeah?
Exactly.
And that's what she's doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Aubrey is she lives it to the hilt. She really does a great job.
What kind of things have you talked with her about in getting her ready for the role, or did she just sort of pick it up and run with it?
No, we talked about it. We went through and said, this is an amazing transformation this person has, and you need to be able to make that believable to your audience. And you have to feel, you know, that part in you that really is, you know, miserly and doesn't want to give, you know, and cranky, and you have to live that up. And then you also have to find that other side. So she really took it to heart. She learned the part really well, and she's really lived that.
Well, because in a way, Scrooge can't be so mean that he or she doesn't get any sympathy after the transformation, right?
That's right. Yeah, and she does. She gets plays it in such a way that you still have some sympathy for that character.
That's an awfully subtle. That's a kind of a subtle aspect of character for a young kid to get, I would think.
Yeah, I think Aubrey is. She's really pretty mature for her age. She finds it though. I think she really does make it believable. I think it's going to be, and the audience is really going to get that when they watch it.
With 40 in, what do you have, more than 40 in the cast?
41 or kids we have this year.
So what are the other roles? Is there a sort of a chorus, or what are the other kids that are doing up there?
There's a group of kids that come in as the volunteers that ask for money for Scrooge, that group. We have big chorus numbers which involves the whole, that kind of helps set the scene, and that involves the entire group. We have a group of, if you remember, the story has Mr. Fezziwig in a party at his place, and there's a big dance, and we have a big dance number, and kids are involved in that one. And, all the way through, there's stuff for everybody to do. We have the Cratchit family also, and they have a big part.
How much rehearsal time went into this show, Lane?
Oh, we have been rehearsing every Saturday since early August.
Wow.
So these kids have put in a lot.
Are they pretty disciplined
bunch?
Not just
the kids, you know. We also have parent volunteers who are who make costumes, and we also have full sets that people have to construct. It's pretty major. Not only that, but we also take the show. Every year it's a tradition with this group to go into our local parades. We have two parades that the kids are involved in. They sit in these beautiful train cars that a parent made many years ago, a group of parents made many years ago, and we sing the songs from our show, and we've done that for years.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Lane. That's why they call it the Sunshine Express, right?
That's right. You got it.
Thanks so much for talking with us, and have a great time with the show. I appreciate
it. Oh, we sure will. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure. Lane Griffith is the Kalaheo Elementary School's music and band teacher and the director of the school's special performing group, Sunshine Express. It'll be performing Dickens of a Christmas, a musical based on A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, on Friday, December 9th at 7 p.m. in the Kalaheo Elementary School cafeteria.